beautiful woman that I could have possibly had in my life. There is a time or two when we have a minor disagreement. I knew it was hard for you to believe. I can't believe it myself, but it did happen one time. My wife made a statement one day that kind of annoyed me. She said, you know, I always have a problem coming in because you always lock the top lock of the lock and my key does not fit the top lock. Now, this annoyed me for two reasons. First of all, the lock on the bottom and the lock on the top have the same key. So when she said that, that just kind of gets to me. And I know that when I'm going out, I never lock the top lock. So after she said that, I pointed this out to her that I know I leave that door unlocked. She didn't say anything else, just went on being saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost. And the next day, when I was at the house by myself, I immediately locked the top lock on the inside of the door. And I said, that's strange. Why did I do that? And then I noticed every time I come in the house, I turn that lock. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Now, I would like for to be able to tell you to say that I immediately went to my wife and told her, you were absolutely correct. And I did do it. A week and a half later, with the justification that I didn't recognize that I was doing this. However, it has been brought to my attention that I did do this. Now, every one of us got a story here of where we've been doing something, found out we was wrong, and kept our mouths shut. Some of y'all, it's been 3 months, and you still ain't admitted the truth that the other person was right. Now, if we will not take the road of humility, then we take the road that's been laid out by Satan with his plan for our lives. And Jesus says, now before you go down that road, I want to warn you what Satan's motive is for you on that road. He says, the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the only thing the devil wants to do with your search for the really good life is to cause you to lose what you got, mess up what could have been yours, and cause you not to have eternal life. You recognize that most of our soldiers that are dying in Iraq, they are not dying while they are shooting at somebody else. They are not dying in hand-to-hand combat and the other person is stronger than they are. They are dying driving down roads that look safe, but unknown to them, bombs have been planted by the roadside just waiting for them to get close enough before they detonate and explode, leaving a trail of death. Now, many of us are on roads that, as far as we're concerned, seem clear. And we got people telling us, don't go down that road. But we don't see any problems with it. There's a verse in the Bible that says, there is a way that seems right to a person. Seems right. But at the end of it is death. Satan is just waiting for us to get right there at the right point of getting our own way, not acting in our best interest, and boom, we blow up and don't know whatever even hit us. But Jesus offers us something different. But before you can appreciate anything that Jesus has done, you need to recognize the truth about yourself, myself, from God's perspective. God says that we are not basically good people. Can you say, I am not basically good? I am not basically good. You know what? When you miss church on a regular basis, you start slipping from the Lord, whether you know it or not. God just keeps moving. I can tell, I'll go ahead and confess. Sometimes I be so busy trying to get all my work done over here at the church that I'll skip devotions and say, God, I'll meet you this afternoon. And after I had skipped a couple of devotions, my wife and I just seemed like we going in two different directions. And the slightest little thing, why? Because I'm drifting away from the Lord. And the further I drift, the less I listen when the Holy Spirit says, I don't think you should have said that. We had a little disagreement, and I was thinking all of the different ways my wife could have handled what I said differently. If she had done this, this wouldn't have, if she had done this. And the Spirit spoke to me just as clear as day and said, if you hadn't been suspicious of her motive, this never would have happened. I did not want to hear that. Yeah, it ain't always the devil that's talking to you. Sometimes the Spirit is telling you something you need to change. We are not basically good. God says every one of our hearts is bent toward evil, bent on toward getting toward its own way. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all are guilty of rebelling against God. And the punishment for that is death and hell. Not a single one of us is good enough to escape it. God is going to judge and hold every one of us accountable for the choices we make in life. And until we see ourselves as hopeless before God on Judgment Day, we'll keep acting just like Charles in